Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Murder in Little Italy by Victoria Thompson. Narrated by Callie Bollier. 1. Sarah Brandt was just clearing away the luncheon dishes when she heard someone ringing her front doorbell. She felt a small stab of disappointment, and when she looked down at the little girl helping her carry dishes to the sink, she saw that disappointment mirrored in her brown eyes. They'd both been looking forward to a quiet afternoon playing with baby dolls, but now a real baby's arrival was probably going to ruin those plans. "Should I get it, Mrs. Brandt?" Maeve asked. Maeve worked as a nursemaid for the child Sarah had begun to think of as her daughter. "No, I'll go. You two can finish up here," she said, taking off her apron. Sarah smiled down at little Aggie, who made a disgusted face. She knew a knock at the door most often meant Sarah had to go off to help deliver someone's baby. Aggie didn't like it, but she also couldn't stop Sarah from going. Sarah had explained many times that it was how she earned her living and paid for their food and clothes and home. Sarah dropped a kiss on Aggie's silken head and then hurried to answer the persistent ringing of the bell. As she suspected, a young man stood at the door, looking anxious.
"Mrs. Brandt, can you come? The baby, he's coming soon."
"Mr. Rocco, isn't it?" Sarah asked, recognizing him as one of the three handsome brothers she remembered. "From Mama's restaurant."
"Yes, that's right," he confirmed.
Mama's was one of the most popular restaurants in Little Italy. Sarah had enjoyed many fine meals there.
"I'm Joe. Can you come right away?"
"Of course. I'll just need a few minutes to get ready. Please, have a seat," she offered, inviting him into the front room that served as her office.